Hi, everybody.
哦，大家
Good to
好，
see you guys.
很高兴能够在线上见到大家。
PowerPoint, okay. Okay, well, today I'm gonna actually share with you a sermon that I did in July 7th, 2019. It's almost 1.5 years ago, way back when before this whole pandemic started.
我想今天与大家分享的信息是继续我上一次在这里与大家分享的一篇讲道，那是在2019年7月7号，远在我们疫情之前。
It will be a conclusion of that,
今天的
hopefully.
讲道乃是接着上次讲道的，等于是一个总结。
Okay, we will go and just do some reviewing.
让我们来回忆一下前面的讲章。
What we learned from last time is that we look at the Solomon's and Solomon's experience.
我上次提到，乃是借由所罗门王的一些生命中的经历来分享主的话语。
Solomon was loved by God, and even his name is called Jedidiah, which means beloved by the Lord.
所罗门的名字乃是被神所爱的，实际上他真的也是受到耶和华的喜爱。
And later on, Solomon asked for a discerning heart to govern the Israelites, so that God gave him a discerning heart to distinguish between what is right and wrong.
所罗门祈求神赐给他智慧，以至于他能够分辨是非，治理国家，而神也回应了他的祈求。
God also gave Solomon a wisdom so great and great insight.
不单如此，神还赐给所罗门极大的智慧。不单如此，他能够看透许多事情。
It describes like measureless, like the sand on the seashore.
他的智慧多少呢？在这边是说有如海沙不可测量的那样多。
Solomon also seen God's glory filled the temple during the dedication.
而当所罗门把圣殿献给神的时候，他也亲自看见耶和华神的荣光。
And also God appeared to him two times.
不单如此，神在向所罗门王显现两次。
Now we are going to next. Another understanding about Solomon is that his understanding and knowledge.
然后我们来看看所罗门王他的知识和领悟有多少呢？
From his writing, we understand he understand this, follow, understand the following facts.
从所罗门王自己的写作，我们可以看见底下的一些事实。
There's no God like him in heaven above or earth below.
所罗门写道：“天上地下没有神可以与你相比。”
Even the highest heaven cannot contain God.
甚至天和天上的天尚不足，让神能居住。
And you understand the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
而所罗门深知敬畏耶和华乃是知识的开端。
In all our ways, we should submit to God and shun evil.
一切所行的事上都要认定神，远离恶事。
And everything in this world is meaningless, meaningless, meaningless.
他也了解，在世界上一切的事情实际上都是虚空。
He also understood that the only duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandment.
所罗门也说到，实际上人在世上所尽的本分，乃是谨守神的诫命，敬畏神。
Because every God would bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good is good or bad,
因为
good or
神
evil.
看到人所做的一切事情，甚至一切隐藏的事情，最终神都必审问。
So this is what we understood from him who is prayer and his writing.
所以我们就从所罗门所写的 我们知道所罗门这个人。
But even with all these experience and wisdom, however, Solomon still turned away from God.
但是所罗门王虽然有这一些经历和知识，但是最终他还是远离了神。
So we find out, as we can see in Second King, First King is saying that the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other God, Solomon did not keep the Lord's commandment.
列王记上这样子记载，耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离，向他显现两次的耶和华以色列神。耶和华曾吩咐他不可随从别的神，他却没有遵守耶和华所吩咐的。
So we ask, why?
所以我们必须要问一个问题，怎么会这样子呢？
And we find out why in the Bible.
而我们就可以从圣经当中发现这个起因是为什么。
So he said, King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women beside Pharaoh's daughter, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittites. They were from a nation which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your heart up to their gods. Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love.
列王记上这样子记载，所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩押女子、亚门女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人女子。论到这些国的人，耶和华曾吩咐以色列人说，你们不可跟他们通婚，他们也不可跟你们在一起，因为他们一定会诱惑你们的心去随从他们的神明。所罗门却为了爱，紧紧跟从他们。
Now we know why, but the next question is how.
当我们知道原因之后，我们就必须要了解怎么会这样子呢？
How do we love God more?
我们如何才可以更爱神呢？
What makes a person love God more?
怎么样可以才使一个人更爱神呢？
You see, Solomon, since Solomon is a biblical figure, therefore we will use another biblical figure to answer this question.
我们刚刚用所罗门这位圣经人物来表示这个问题，那现在我们再用另一个圣经人物来说明。
So we're going to look at the Bible who's qualified to answer this question.
所以我们必须从圣经当中再找一个人物来回应这个问题。
Let's look at the phrase, I love you.
让我们来想想这句话，我爱你。
Now, we use a lot of this in a common phrase for nowadays for English speaking people. May not for Chinese, but a lot of English speakers use a lot.
在讲英文的世界里，这句话我爱你似乎是非常稀疏平常的事情，也许对中国人来说，在中文的环境来说，不是太多人讲我爱你的。
If we do a biblical church on this phase, just these three words linked together actually is not difficult.
实际上当我们从圣经的境界来看的时候，这三个字不是很困难去说出来的。
If you have a Bible app, which is you using your daily reading Bible app, you can punch in these three words in search, and then you will come up a list of passage. It contains these three words.
如果我们试着从圣经去找，用电脑去搜寻这三个字的话，您将会发现圣经里面有许多次出现这三个字，我爱你。
So we find out that this.Come from the New Testament and also from the Old Testament. There's three verses from New Testament and three verses from the Old Testament.
我们就会发现在新约里面我爱你这三个字出现三次，而在旧约里面同时也出现了三次。
In the New Testament, it's come in the book of John in chapter 21.
在新约里面我们可以从约翰福音第21章里面找到。
And then those three verses are consecutive together.
而这三次的出现就集在这三节圣经上下连结的这三个圣经节当中。
Anyone can guess who say that I love you?
大家可以想到
unmute and say it.
哦，我这样欢迎大家可以做一个回应啊，可以把你麦克风打开，大家猜猜是谁说我爱你这三个字的？大家可以回应一下好吗
？Peter,
anyone? Peter, yes, correct.
Jesus.
No, it's just Peter. Sorry.
Oh, 结果是
Okay, now we know. Okay. When this happened is after Jesus' resurrection, and then he appeared to the disciple at the Sea of Galilee.
这件事情是发生当耶稣死了以后复活的时候，他再一次显现给他的门徒，在一个海边出现。
And Jesus asked Peter, say, "Do you love me?"
这个时候，耶稣对彼得说，你爱我吗？
I correct myself. Do you love me more than this? That's what I said. He says it.
耶稣对彼得说，你爱这些比爱我更多吗？
And Peter said, "I love you three times." And the thing is that Peter didn't say, "I love you" spontaneously. He needed to be forced.To ask to respond to say this.
实际上，彼得并不是主动的跟主说“我爱你”，他乃是被在一个被动的情况底下，他回应说“我爱你”。
Okay, we will go to the second place. We're gonna jump because this is the New Testament. We're gonna go to jump to the Old Testament. And Old Testament, it happened in this one in Judges 16:15.He say, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength.
我们刚刚看了新约，我们现在进入旧约。旧约有一次记载在士师记第16章第15节，这边说，你既不与我同心，怎么说你爱我呢？你这三次欺哄我，没有告诉我你因何有这样大的力气。
So all the kids who gone to, do you know the answer for this? You can mute and give me answer.
所以我在这边就想问一下年轻人，可以打开麦克风，你可以回应一下谁说这句话的？
No.
没有吗？
How about doubt?
那我就请问一下大人是谁说这句话的？
Delia, that's right.
大底拉说是的，他说了这句话。
Well, it is a Samson and Delia, and you know that this is a love story ending tragedy.
这个乃是参孙与大底拉中间的一个爱情事迹，而这个故事到最后却是一个悲剧结尾。
And Samson become bald and blind.
参孙因为听了大底拉的话，导致他后来成为一个瞎子，他的力气也再也没有与他同在了。
Then we go to the next one in Old Testament.
然后我们就进入下一个旧约圣经的记载。
It's in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4. It says this: Since you are precious and honored in my sight, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
乃是下一个乃是以赛亚书43:4这样说。
Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I give people in exchange for you, a nation in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west.
因我看你为宝为尊，又因我爱你。所以我使人代替你，使列邦人 替换你的生命，不要害怕，因我与你同在，我必领你的后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚你。
Well, God speaks this to Israelites and also to us too.
在这里，神乃是对以色列民说话，同时也代表神对我们说的话。
The next one, the last one, which is on Psalm 18, is a, I love you, Lord, my strength.
最后一个出现在旧约的诗篇十八章第一节，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
So who said that?
那是谁说这句话的呢？
Well, we know King David said that.
是大卫王。
King David, according to the Bible commentary from the New Testament, is a man after God's heart.
圣经告诉我们，大卫乃是寻求神心意的人。
In Acts chapter 13, verse 22, say that after we moved Saul, he made David the king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
使徒行传十三章二十二节，这边记载，既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So this is the God after God's, this is the man after God's heart. So we're going to look into his life now.
所以我们看到大卫乃是合神心意的人，因此我们接下来看看大卫是怎么样活的呢？
Well, David had a humble in the beginning.
大卫起初的时候是一个非常谦卑的人。
He is just a shepherd boy when God sent Samuel and anointed him as the next king.
他不过是一个牧童罢了，而神却差派撒母耳高他为王。
Then his life changed.
接下来他的生命开始遇到转变。
He made famous during the famous battle between Goliath.
当他面对哥利亚的这场战争之后，他因此名声大噪。
David said to Goliath, You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Almighty God.
大卫跟哥利亚说，你带着你的刀剑来对抗我，而我乃是凭着耶和华的名与你对抗。
So he picked up a sling with a little with a stone. It's a swung to the Goliath.
而他就用一个旋机放到他石头放在这个旋机器上面，然后就打向哥利亚这个巨人。
The rest is the history. Was history.
接下来就一切都成为历史了。
However, that victory brought David many difficult years afterward.
然而，大卫的这场胜战却带给大卫之后的一些日子许多的艰难。
He became famous. However, jealousy come with being famous.
他虽然因此名声大噪，但是却因着他的有名却引来了嫉妒。
And King Saul tried to attempt to kill him.
所罗门王嫉妒他，因此想要把他杀了。
So he escaped from him.
因此大卫逃脱，想逃离所罗门扫罗王。
For about 15 to 20 years, we're not sure how long. And King David ran away, tried to escape Saul.
我们不知道大卫到底在逃亡的日子到底花了多久的时间，也许15年到20年之间。
And there was two occasions he could kill Saul. and end this kind of wandering.
在这个逃亡的期间，实际上大卫有两次的机会可以暗暗的把扫罗王给杀了。
But he did not, because he respects God on anointed one.
但是他却没有，因为他尊重神所恩膏的王。
Now we go back to the Psalm 18. We're going to look at a few more passage verses in that chapter.
因此，我们再回到诗篇第十八章来思考。
Let's read it first, but I will, George will read it. I will read in English.
诗篇第十八章，耶和华的仆人大卫的诗，交予灵长。当耶和华救他脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念这诗的话，说：“耶和华，我的力量啊，我爱你。耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。曾有死亡的绳索缠绕我，匪类的急流使我惊惧，阴间的绳索缠绕我，死亡的网罗临到我。我在急难中求告耶和华，向我的神呼求，他从殿中听了我的声音，他在我面前的呼求入了他的耳中。
Psalm 18, verses 1 to 6. From the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the word of this song. When the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hands of Saul, he said, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and my horn are my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemy. The cords of death entangled me. The terrors of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave coil around me. The snare of the death confront me. In my distress, I call to the Lord. I cry to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. So we look at it. When did David write this? When did David write this?
让我们看看大卫在何种情况底下写出这样的诗篇呢？
Well, we can see from the passage to say, he wrote this and when the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemy and from the hand of Saul.
我们看到大卫乃是当耶和华拯救他脱离他的仇敌扫罗之手的日子，他写出这样的诗篇。
Now the first word come out from his mouth, but it's not in Chinese, but actually in the original Hebrew actually is that I love you, Lord, my strength. The first thing come out from this song.
在原文希伯来文这边乃是说，第一句话乃是说，我爱你，耶和华，我的力量啊。
I love you is such a, you know, we just call 三个字 three important word, right? Is it important to love us, right?
我们发现这个三个字虽然只有三个字，但是力量极其的大，不是吗？
You want your marriage to be good, then you have to take this regimen, you know.
如果你想让你的婚姻幸福的话，我们是不是要经常说这三个字呢？
Say I love you three times to your wife. This is a doctor order.
记得我是医生啊，我要告诉所有的弟兄们，我要给你们一个处方，乃是你天天要跟你的太太们说我爱你三次。
So right now you can say I love you to your next to your wife now.
所以我现在就请所有的弟兄们转向你的太太们，说我爱你，我爱你。
So I love you, Elisa. See, I can say it. So on the line, on the phone. So little bit crunchy, right? Huyuma. And but you know, they say Chinese, they say good medicine is always taste bad.
我们也许讲的时候觉得非常的肉麻，但是中文有告诉我们良药苦口，不是吗？
But you cannot say it. There
但是
is something. No, sorry.
但是如果我们说不出口的话，
There is something in our heart. There's something wrong.
那是因为我们心中有一些事情拦阻我们这样子说。
Then we have to fix it.
那我们必须要把它做一个调整。
So, but this faith is so important that David said to God right there of the beginning of this psalm.
但是这三个字是何其的重要，因此大卫写这一篇诗的时候，第一句话就是我爱你。
SoThe question is that we're gonna look into some of the circumstances that he say this word. I mean, we look at the verse 4 right now.
接下来我们看大卫到底处在何种环境中。
Look at the description: court of death, terror of destruction, court of grave, snare of death, and in my distress.
我们看到第四节接下来都是用这样的形容词来形容大卫的处境，死亡的绳索，匪类的激流，阴间的绳索，死亡的网罗。
Wow, he almost dying at the hanging by threat of dying.
我们就看见他游走到死亡与生命中间。
And he is not in comfortable palace hanging around on the beach during those times, remember that, okay?
他绝对不是在海边度假那样的逍遥自在。
He is wandering, trying to escape people, trying to escape those persecution, trying to escapeThe soul tried to kill him. Every day, he needs to be alert and watch out for people to try to kill him.
他天天面对死亡，他在扫罗的威胁底下不断的逃亡。
So this gives David some perspective about God.
而就在这样的环境当中，让大卫对神有一个不一样的了解。
What he saw, we go back to the first couple of verses, verse 1 to 2.
然后我们再回到第一、第二节这里说。
And he's describing God, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my refuge, my shield, I'm sorry, my salvation and my stronghold.
在这里大卫怎么样描写耶和华神呢？他说耶和华是他的力量，是他的岩石，是他的山寨，是他的磐石，是他可以投靠的，是他的盾牌，是他的高台。
It is the most dangerous time that he experiencing God's strength, God's delivering, and experiencing God's stability.And his salvation.
就在他生命面临最危急的时候，他经历了神是他的山寨，是他的磐石，是他可以投靠的。
What made King David say, "I love you, Lord"?
为什么大卫可以对神说“我爱你”呢？
How does King David build up his love for God?
在何种情况底下，大卫开始对神的爱越来越加深呢？
Were they positive experience or negative experience?
乃是因为他经历顺境当中所得知的，还是在逆境当中所理解出来的呢？
Now remember that what he experiences that is not he experiences.He's sleeping in wilderness. He and is he can be hungry, he no way difficult to find food.
请记得大卫在逃难的时候，在逃亡的时候，他乃是在旷野当中，度过他的夜晚。他在逃难的时候，他也许没有东西吃，没有东西喝。
Remember that he had to eat the consecrated bread from the sanctuary.
大家还记得他那个时候必须要跑到耶和华殿里面去拿那个陈设饼吗
？And then he had to pretend crazy in front of King Ashes.
然后他必须在外邦的王面前装疯卖傻。
It's not romantic or heroic during those times. We are thinking, oh, we're riding it. He's alone, like a long ranger riding into the wilderness. It's romantic and heroic, but it's not.
也许我们会把它想象成它是一个非常浪漫，漂流在旷野的大镖客那样的一个英雄人物，但是实际上它是非常落魄的。
It is through this negative experience, the most difficult time, King David learned about God's love and respond to his love.
大卫乃是在他极大的困难和逆境当中，他认识了神，他开始建立起他对神的爱。
We are human beings and we are sensual beings.
我们是人，我们是感性的动物。
We need our senses input every day. We need input to our senses every day. Sorry.
我们实际上每天活的时候，我们都是靠着我们的感性去接受外界来的信息。
Yeah, we can know, well, for example, one example is a long distance relationship.
就有如有的时候，也许我们有一些长距离的一些关系。
Sometimes long distance relationship between dating is difficult.
有的时候你对于这种远距离的恋爱是非常难维持的。
Well, it's easy to understand because when I cry, you're there next to me, have a shoulder to lean on.
我想大家很容易理解，因为当我们悲伤的时候，我们多希望我们旁边有个肩膀能够依靠呢。
When I laughing, you're not there laughing at me with me.
当我有事情让我觉得嬉笑的时候，却没有人陪伴我，跟着我一起笑。
So that's why in Chinese, it's a say, Cantonese is a Cantonese say, 跟随楼台先得月. That means that the closer to the balcony, whatever you can get the moon, that means that you lot more closer to that girl, you will be lot more easy to get her.Right?
在中文的谚语里面，在近水楼台先得月。
So we represented that it's a lot more easy to chasing girls, having girlfriend when you're close to the girl, when you're physically close.
也就是说，当我们要追求一个女孩子的时候，近水楼台，只要她靠得近，就容易。能够取得他的欢心。
We need to experiencing in order to learn about love and to love, learn about how to love and be in love.
我们必须要有一些感受，才能经历什么叫做爱以及被爱。
Of course, we can read about it, we can study it, we can examine it.
当然，我们可以去读它，我们可以去试着用理性去理解它，去分析它。
But then we need to feel it, feel in our heart, feel in our being.
但是最终我们必须要用心去感受它。
We need to see and taste God's love. That's why David say it in Psalm 34.
我们必须看到、去尝到、去经历神的爱，就好像大卫在这里首诗篇所讲的话。
Psalm 34 say, "Taste and see."The God, the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him.
在诗篇第34篇，大卫说：“我们要尝一尝，去看一看，知道神是好的。” 在这样一个情况当中，我们可以在它里面得到宝藏。
Do you know when he wrote this?
大家可知道大卫是何种情况写出诗篇三十四篇吗？
This is after he pretend insane in front of the foreign king.
乃是他在外邦的王面前装疯卖傻，为了保命之后所写下来的诗篇。
And he escaped.
也借着这样子，他能够存活。
We need to experience God's invisible hand guiding us along the highway.
我们必须要经历神那看不见的双手，以至于我们可以走人生的道路。
Because you imagine this, if David experienced all this hardship without God,
大家可以想象，如果大卫在经历这一切的压迫和困难当中，如果他没有跟神在一起的话
，What happened to him? He would have bitterness and hatred.
他的心中一定会充满了仇恨和苦毒。
And every day he would think about revenge when he tried to kill Saul.
到最后，他一定心中想的总是要报复，要报仇。
So when we're doing our negative experience, when we're having suffering, we have to really have to regard center on God's word and center with, and have to be walk closer to God.
因此，当我们生命当中遇到困境的时候，遇到压迫的时候和负面情况的时候，我们必须要以神作为我们心的中心，神的话语在我们心中调整我们。
Well, let's give you an example.
让我给大家一个例子。
I couldn't say her name as well. It's because it's Russia's kind of name. I think Nijoli Sodonati. That's I think that's what you say.
这里是一个女士的故事。她是一个俄国人，她的名字叫尼约勒。
Okay. In August 1974, she was arrested by the KGB in Lithuania.
在1974年8月的时候，这个女士被苏俄的秘密警察组织逮捕了。
Because the reason that for his crime is she's helping to circulate an underground journal which recording the heroism of the church behind the iron curtain of Soviet Union.
他被抓的原因和理由乃是因为他帮助流传在铁幕之后的教会这一群地下党英雄们的一些事迹。
When he was sentenced, he told the court the following.
当他被捕和判刑的时候，他告诉法庭，
This is the happiest day of my life.
这天，今天是我一生当中最快乐的一天。
I was judged today for the cause of truth and love toward man.
因为我被定罪，乃是因为我爱人和爱真理的原因而被定罪。
What cause would be more important? What causes could be more important?
还有什么原因会比这个更来的重要呢？
I have an enviable fate, a glorious destiny.
我有一个令人羡慕的命运，一个光荣的命运。
My condemnation would be my triumph.
我受到的谴责将是我的胜利。
I regret only having done so little for man.
我唯一后悔的是我做的不够多。
Standing today on the side of the eternal truth of Jesus Christ.
今天我乃是站在耶稣基督永恒的真理这一边。
I remember his fourth beatitude.
我记得登山宝训中的第四福。
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们将得饱足。
There it is no greater joy than to suffer for truth, and for the one follow man.
没有比因为真理和爱我自己同胞来受苦，还能够得到更大的快乐了。
How could I not rejoice when all God Almighty had promised that light will overcome darkness?
当全能的神应许我将光明将克服黑暗的时候，我怎能不快乐呢？
And truth will overcome error and lies.
真理将战胜错误的谎言。
We must condemn evil.
我们必须谴责邪恶。
But we must love the man, even the one in error.
而我们必须也爱人，甚至包括有错的人。
This you can learn only at the school of Jesus Christ.
这样的学习只能在耶稣基督的学校里学到。
Who is the only truth for all, the only way, and the only life?
谁是唯一的真理、唯一的道路和唯一的生命呢？
Good Jesus, your kingdom come into our souls.
乃是那美好的耶稣，愿以你的国度进入到我们的灵魂。
Then he was sentenced 3 years in Gulag, in the concentration camp, and 3 years exile in Siberia.
他因此被处3年徒刑在乌拉格，并且之后流亡在西伯利亚3年之久。
And after she was being freed, she met with the Pope at that time.
当他被释放以后，他后来见了教皇。
And the Pope asked her, "How was it in jail?"
教皇见到他就问他说，在监狱里的这段日子，你觉得怎样
？You cannot guess what her reply is.
大家可能猜不到他的回答是什么。
She replied, "Romantic."
结果他回答很浪漫。
Suffering turning to 6 years become a romantic experience for her.
艰难困苦反而成为她一个浪漫的人生经历。
Now we have explored the negative experience caused by others. Just like, okay, sorry.
很多时候我们经历生命当中很多负面的情况，乃是别人他人在我们周遭人所造成的。
But sometimes negative experience can cause by us.
但是很多时候我们生命当中负面的情况也可能我们自己造成的。
It's like we are digging our own hole and falling into it.
就好像我们自己在我们生命当中挖了一个坑，我们自己掉进去。
Guess who's one example in the Bible?
圣经当中有怎样一个人物像这样呢？
Well, it's the same person now, again, David.
结果是同一个人，就是大卫。
So we're going to read in Psalm 51.
然后我们来看看诗篇第51章，大卫怎么写他自己。
So I just...take a couple of verses in here. So, George, can you read it? And then I'm going to read it in English.
大卫这边说，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，按你的丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并洁除我的罪。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
Psalm 51, verse 1 and 2, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgression, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. 10 to 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. This happened when David wrote this, happened right after Nathan the prophet came and rebuked him because he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
大卫在何种情况底下写下这篇诗篇呢？ 乃是一个先知来到大卫面前，指责他犯了奸淫的罪， 而大卫知道他的奸淫的罪被揭发之后， 他写下这篇诗篇。Quickly
go through the story. He saw Bathsheba one day, one afternoon, he saw Bathsheba taking a bath.
我们很快的把这个故事的背景稍微讲一下。 有一天，大卫王看到别示巴这个女子正在洗澡。She was
married to Uriah, one of the soldier or commander in David's army.
别示巴是谁呢？别示巴乃是乌利亚将军的妻子。乌利亚将军乃是大卫王底下的一个忠心的将领。
He took her in and had a relationship with her, and she got pregnant.
当大卫王看见别示巴的时候，就把别示巴招进宫，跟他有了性关系，结果导致别示巴怀孕了。David
tried to cover up and end up killing Uriah by sending him into the battle in the front line. Therefore, he was killed.
大卫想要遮掩这个丑事，于是就想办法。 把乌利亚送到非常危险的战场上，导致乌利亚因公战死。Now
his punishment, you look at this, is actually two times death, two times, because by the book is that you have committed adultery, you have to be stoned to death, and you kill somebody, you have to be you for murder, you will be sentenced will be death too.
那大卫王应得的刑罚。 是怎么样呢? 根据旧约的律法, 他应该被处死两次, 第一次乃是因为他犯下奸淫罪, 他应该被处死, 第二次乃是因为他犯下了谋杀罪。
But yet he was forgiven.
但是他却被饶恕了。
So what do you find in this passage to tell us about what he learned about God's love?
所以从他写的这一篇诗篇里面，我们看见他怎么样认识神的爱呢？
He said, mercy, unfailing love, great compassion. This is all quality of God.
所以我们看见他认识神慈爱的怜悯和他丰盛的慈悲。What
is mercy?
一个是怜悯。
What is mercy?
什么是怜悯呢?
C.S. Lewis put it really, really good in this the definition.
C.S. Lewis, 这位著名的英国作者，他这样说:
Don't give people what they deserve. Give them what they don't deserve.
什么叫做慈悲？就是不是。 让人得到他应得的刑罚，乃是赐予人他不应该得到的恩典。David,
King David truly know about God's mercy because it happened to his life and his unfailing love. And God's mercy and unfailing love.
大卫怎么样认识了神的爱呢? 乃是他自己经历了神的慈悲。
So what, what his response to this God's love, this unfailing love is mercy?
那他怎样回应神那不止息的爱呢？
You can see, those are highlighted red color is a wash away, cleanse me.
他这个时候就跟神说，求你洁净我，清洁我。
Create, renew.
让我里面有一个重新建造的灵。
Do not cast me from your presence. Do not take your spirit, Holy Spirit from me.
不要丢弃我，不要离开我。
Restore and grant and sustain.
再一次重回这样的关系，再一次拯救我，再一次扶持我。
You see, this kind of negative experience caused by ourselves. Sometimes without God, okay.
我们看见有的时候我们生命当中遇见负面的情况是因为我们自己的错误。
And then we'll be, if we continue on without God, what will happen to us?
如果我们这样子继续活下去而不与神有关系的话，我们会处在怎么样一个环境呢？
We will become self-pity and depression.
我们就开始自怜自哀，我们进入忧郁了。
Some people would want to end their life too.
很多时候甚至有人想结束自己的生命。
Again, how and what circumstances did David learn about God's love? Is it positive or negative?
所以再一次我们看见当大卫认识神的时候，是在他生命当中正面的情况还是负面的情况呢？
Is during his negative experience.
又是在他生命当中负面的经历中。
Let me give you an example.
让我再给大家一个例子。
Pastor David Liu Well, he has such a resume.
我们知道他有一个非常不平凡的经历。
He is come out from a gangster family.
他是的背景成长的环境乃是从一个帮派的环境当中成长的。
I think his mom is in a gangster, and one day he was beaten by another kid.And he come back and talk to his mama. And his mother only advice is that you better win, beat him badly. You know, then you come back to see, talk to me. Don't come back if you don't beat him.
他在眷村里面长大，有一次他在出去打架打输了，他回家的时候，他妈妈跟他说，你下次回来的时候你不要打输再回来，你给我打赢了你再回来见我。
And thenHe was involved in a fight, and a gang, between gangs. He was involved in a fight between gangs.
结果在一次帮派的打架当中
he was in the weaker gangs. They don't have a lot of I call hardware. They don't have knife. They a lot of knife. Don't have that much a great weapon in their hand.
那场两个帮派对仗的时候，他乃是处在一个比较弱的帮派里面。那个当时他们手上的武器并不多。
So he mastermind how to win this fight.
他为了要取得这场打斗的胜利。
So he look at the bamboo shoot. There was a lot of bamboo next to him. So he tell thethe gang's members say, let's cut down the bamboo shoot and then cut it into really sharp pointed and then use it as a weapon.
在对抗之前，他就跟他自己帮派的弟兄们说，这里有竹子，让我们把这些竹子砍下来，把它削尖，当作我们的武器。
And then during the fight, they won, of course, but a lot of people got hurt.
也就在械斗当中，很多人因此受伤了，而他们赢了这场斗争。
Because he's mastermind, so he got caught and sent to jail. He was sentenced to jail.
因为这场打咒，他被捕了，因此也送到监狱里。
He later on he escaped, and then later on got back to the went into the jail again because there's some somebody saying that he did something with him, commit a crime with him, but actually did not. So he end up back in jail.
后来他逃狱了，但是后来又被抓了。原来当中有个同伴背叛了他，诬告了他一件他没有做的事情，而他却因此又再一次被捕。回到监狱当中。
He sentenced 38 years in jail.
他就因此被判刑38年。
But somehow, in the jail, a girl wrote him letters, almost 251 letters, and the point that he converted and believed in except Christ.
当他在监狱里的时候，居然外面有一个女孩子开始写信给他，为他传福音，并甚至写了251封信之多，来也因此，吕代豪牧师就在监狱里得救信主了。
So he went to seminary school afterward.
他出狱之后就进了神学院。
And believe it or not, he laid on finished.5 master and 3 PhD.
大家也许很难相信他出狱之后入学进了神学院，他一共拿了五个硕士学位跟三个博士学位。
And opened 40 churches around the world.
然后在世界开了40所教会。
So he experiencing forgiveness in his life.
因为他在他生命当中经历了饶恕。
Let's go back to a little summary between King Solomon.
让我们再回到所罗门王的故事。
Now, King Solomon had all the knowledge and wisdom.
我们再一次知道所罗门王他有一切的知识和智慧。
But yet he is not the man who after God's heart.
但是他却没有追随神的心意。
Because he did not feel God's great love in his life.
因为他自己生命当中并没有深深经历神的爱。
He had everything he wanted.
他的生命当中他所以可以有的都有了。
Tell you, if you have everything you wanted, you don't need God.
大家可知道吗？当我们所有想要的东西都能够拥有的话，我们实际上就不需要神了。
But yet, look at King David.
但是我们来看看大卫王。
He had all this suffering and negative experience.
他经历生命当中许许多多的困难和负面的情况。
It may be because of himself, maybe because caused by others.
也许是因为他自己或者别人造成的。
Yet this negative experience drew him closer to God.
但是这些负面的情况却使他更亲近神。
Make him understood how much God loved him.
让他更能体会神是多么爱他。
Think about, Let's transport ourselves back to the time, the day when King Solomon died.
我们想象一下，把自己放在所罗门王死去的那个时代。
In his deathbed, he laying down there, trying to take a deep breath, trying to stay alive.
想象一下，所罗门王当他在病床上奄奄一息就要死的时候。
Surrounded by his wife and concubine.
他周遭的一切的宾妾和妻子都在旁边。
He surrounded all the books he wrote.
他也许旁边放着他写的许许多多的著作。
With all those beautiful poetry and such a deep wisdom in it.
里面包含了许多美丽的诗词和深奥的智慧。
Maybe in one corner of the room, there is a model of the temple, and in another corner, there's a model of his palace.
也许在他病房里面，一边是放着圣殿的模型，另一边是放着他自己皇宫的模型。
And at the end, when he look up in the sky.
但是当他仰着脸看天上的时候，
All this I don't need.
他会发现他不需要任何这些东西。
All I need is your love.
他知道他只需要神的爱。
All I need is God's love.
我们所只最重要的、只需要的就是神的爱。
It's a tragedy for him.
对所罗门而言，这是他的悲剧。
Of course, those are just imagination.
当然，这是我想象出来的。
But now, where you are right now.
但是当我们面对我们自己现在的生命的时候，
Do you have the God's love in you?
我们有神的爱在我们心中吗？
When you are down, when you are lonely, do you feel his love?
当你孤独，当你沮丧的时候，你感到神的爱在你心中吗？
Do you want his love?
你希望得到神的爱吗？
You have to accept him into your life.
你必须接受主进入你的心房。
And he will walk with you.
他将会与你同行。
I just gonna briefly. Well, we've gone through a lot of stuff about suffering.
我们提到人生当中许多的困苦。
Suffering to me sometimes is like a hole.
很多时候人生当中的难关和困苦就好像一个的地洞。
Sometimes it's a hole digging by other we fell into it.
有的时候是别人挖的坑，我们自己掉进去了。
Sometimes because you dig our own hole, we fell into it.
或者有的时候我们是自己掘了一个坑，我们自己往下跳。
But sometimes it just happened.
但是很多时候就无故的发生了。
Now I'm not here to discuss about theological and philosophical aspect of suffering because I'm not qualified to do it.
我在这边不会想进入有关神学对苦难的讨论，因为我觉得我不够资格。
I just gonna tell you my experience.
我只是与大家分享我自己的经历。
Well, I've been a pediatrician for almost more than 27 years, I believe. Yes.
我是一个小儿科医生，已有27年的资历。
In my patient, all the patients I saw, of course, I would see many different kind of patients, but sometimes we encounter patients who has chromosome abnormality.
在我这一段当医生的期间当中，我遇到许许多多的病人，而有的时候我也会有一些病人他自己本身有一些染色体的异常。
And they born with, because of chromosome problem, they born with, of course, severe mental retardation and severe handicap.
因着他们的染色体异常，当他们一出生的时候，他们就天生带有许多不同的疾病，有的时候也许是有关他们的智能，有关他们的脑部的一些缺陷。
I have a 14-year-old girl I've been taking care of since her birth.
在我的病人当中有一个14岁大的女孩，当她一出生的时候，我就是她的医生。
She when she was young, through not gaining weight, through refluxing, I mean the food coming out and spitting up, and also because of that, she aspirate, the food will go to the lung and end up in pneumonia, so you had multiple hospitalization.
因为他从小出生的时候就有问题，因此他不能正常的吃东西。当他一吃的时候，他就马上就吐出来。因此，有的时候他就尽量用吸的，就把食物吸进去的时候，就不幸会吸到他的肺部，而导致不同的延伸出不同的问题。因此，他也因着这样的缘故进出医院好多次。Parents
are loving parents. They both are Christian.
而他的父母是非常爱主的基督徒。So
the child was growing up and required two feeding.
所以这个孩子在成长的过程当中，他必须要经由他身体必须要开个洞，然后把食物借由管子输到他的身体里。And
every time I saw her, I would say, ask God why.
每当我看到他的时候，我总是想问神说：“为什么？”But
after a while, that why, which the question why changed.
但是过了一段日子，我的问题改变了，我不再问为什么。But
first of all, God does not want anyone to suffer or die.
首先，神不希望人受苦并且死亡的。In
Ezekiel chapter 18, it says this.
以西结书第十八章这样说。Do
I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Declares the sovereign Lord. Rather, I'm not. I'm not pleased. Am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live? For I take no pleasure. Sorry, you go ahead.
以西结书第十八章二十三节，主耶和华说：“死人死亡，恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗？”
For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declared the sovereign Lord. Repent and live.
主耶和华说：“我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。”God
really not is not in God's heart to have seen anyone suffer.
所以不是神的心意，他不愿意看到人死的。But
somehow, another thing I was thinking is. We are in a fallen world.
而另一方面，我也看见我们正处在一个败坏的世界当中。If
you think about it, if everything is immediately fixed, all the good things happen. Anything bad thing can be corrected by God quickly.
我们也想想，如果我们所有错误的事情、败坏事情。 神能够马上就修好，给我们看的话，
and then all injustice quickly corrected.
所有不公义的事情马上被修正了。The
thing is that we are not living in this kind of world.
事实上， what kind of world? 我们并不活在如此的世界当中。We
will be living in heaven, right?
如果真是如此，我们已经活在天上了。And
I ask myself, well, recently, everybody know that my wife recently diagnosed with cancer in May.
我想大家也知道，我自己的妻子在去年五月的时候被查出得了癌症第四期。
And my first response to him to this news is that it's just unfair.
当我听到这样的一个消息的时候，我第一个反应是这实在不公平。I
raised up the kid, almost done taking care of them. Now it's time for me and my wife to enjoy a little bit more time.
我辛苦的把
Sorry, go ahead.
我辛苦的把孩子抚养长大了，现在好不容易有点时间，我希望花点时间跟我太太能够鱼度人生。
And I say, God, this is unfair.
于是我跟神说，这太不公平了。
And you know what's the voice inside me saying to me after that? After I say unfair?
但是大家可知道神怎样回答我，当我跟神说这不公平吗？
Yeah, I say. It's unfair for me to come on this earth, born as a child, and get up to 33 years old and die on the cross, where I can be, I'm God, where I can, I'm the King of Kings, but yet I have to come on this earth to die for you. You think it's unfair?
神说，我让我的儿子来到这世界上活33年，然后被钉死在十字架上，他没有犯任何的罪，你认为这公平吗？
Yeah. Then my mouth will shut.
这个时候我就不敢再说话了。
Sometimes, in this case, the little girl, 14 years old, I stopped asking the question why.
所以有关这14岁的女孩子的这个病情，我就不再问为什么了。
Instead, I ask question how.
于是我开始问一个问题，就是那要怎样呢？那应该如何呢？
How can I help her more better?
我怎么样才能更能帮助她呢？
A little more story about her mom.
我再讲一下她妈妈的故事。
Because mommy has to stay home to watch this kid.
他的母亲因为孩子的情形，必须要留在家里面照顾这孩子。
Because she had to deal with so many medical stuff.
因为他必须要接触许许多多有关医学方面的和医疗方面的事情。
To go into nursing program, she went into nursing program.
因此，他就进了医护学习。
To become a nurse.
他到最后成为一个护士。
You see, she may be the one, the hand reaching up.
大家看到吗？
But now she's the hand reaching down.
大家看到吗？这个母亲她想要跟神寻求帮助，而神就把她的手伸下来了。
Okay, I was correct to say that.He, in the past, he would try, you need help, so his hand reaching up. And now he become a person who help others with the hand reaching down.
在过去，他是伸手仰望神帮助的，而他现在却成为一个伸手可以帮助其他人的人。
The whole that create, so that what we learn is thatare you being the hand that reaching down?
所以我给大家的一个问题是，你乃是那伸手往下的人吗？去帮助别人的人吗？
Working with God in this pandemic.
我想我们怎么样才能在疫情当中与神同行呢？
Does this pandemic change you?
在疫情当中改变了你吗？
Maybe we learn how to cook better, how to entertain ourselves.
也许我们更知道如何做菜了，也许我们更能够让我们有别的事可以做。
Maybe I learn how to handle stress better.
也许我们在这其中更能够知道怎么样学习舒压。
Maybe all turn out to be all negative.
或者我们变得更负面。
We couldn't cook.
也许我们不会做菜。
we're undisciplined. We wake up and late and then sleep late and watch TV all night.
也许我们失去 自理的能力，我们不自制，然后我们看电视看到很晚，然后 睡眠不规律。
Maybe we become so grumpy and nasty and just toward other people in this time.
也许我们人变得烦躁，导致我们周遭的人都受伤。
But this is an opportunity.
但是这乃是我们人生当中的一个机会。
An opportunity to experience in God.
乃是我们可以经历神的一个机会。
An opportunity to be God's hands.
乃是我们能够成为神的手的一个机会。
God's ears.
可以成为神在地上的耳朵的一个机会。
Listen to others.
能够听人家的倾诉。
Helping others.
能够帮助别人。
So walk with God.
因此让我们与神同行。
Don't walk alone.
不要独自走这条路。
If you're down, reach your hands up.
当我们沮丧的时候，让我们伸起手吧。
And soon you will be the one reaching down.
而很快的，我们将是那个可以把手往下去救拔别人的人。
I hope you learn something new, just like I said to my Sunday school student.
我希望在大家今天的讲道当中有所得到。
But yet, I will add one more thing.
但是我愿意再加一句。
Sometimes learn something new doesn't make much difference because Satan also can sit here and learn something new.
很多时候，也许我们听到学的一些新的东西，并不会带出太大的益处，因为撒旦也可以在这边听，也学到一些新的。
And he won't change. He won't do anything.
但是撒旦不会做任何改变。
But I hope you guys change.
而我盼望大家会因此有所改变。
Not just sit and listen.
不单单只是在这边听。
You have to act on it.
我们必须活出来。
You have to change.
我们必须要做一个改变。
So George, can you pray for us?
让我们一起祷告。感谢恩主，让我们学习如何经历你，更爱你。主，让我们在生命负面的境况当中，我们学习与你同行，让我们的生命被你改变。我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.